Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. A significant development has taken place in the India-Pakistan ceasefire, one that has far-reaching implications for the region's stability and India's strategic posture. The Indian Army has officially clarified that the ceasefire with Pakistan will continue indefinitely, with no expiry date, and that no Director General of Military Operations, or DGMO, level talks are scheduled. This clarification comes on the heels of a claim by Pakistani Foreign Minister Ishq Dar, widely carried in Pakistani media, that the ceasefire had been extended until 18 May 2026, a framing that India categorically rejects. But why does this matter? The answer lies in the chain of events that led to the current situation. It all began with the Pahalgam terror attack, which served as the trigger for the subsequent developments. On 22 April 2025, 26 civilians, predominantly Hindu tourists, were killed in the Basaran Valley, Pahalgam, Jammu and Kashmir, by the Resistance Front, a proxy of Lashkar-e-Taiba. This attack was followed by Operation Sindoor, a historic deep strike inside Pakistan, Punjab, on the night of May 6 to 7, 2025. The operation, which lasted approximately 25 minutes, targeted 9 terror sites, including the Muridke headquarters of Lashkar-e-Taiba and the Bahawalpur headquarters of Jaish-e-Mohammed, using Scalp cruise missiles and ASM Hammer from Rafael jets, all launched from within Indian airspace. The stated outcome of the operation was the killing of over 100 terrorists and the destruction of all launch pads. The operation was a significant escalation, and what followed was a series of events that ultimately led to the ceasefire. On 10 May 2025, at 5 p.m. Indian Standard Time, the Pakistan DGMO contacted the Indian DGMO, and a ceasefire was announced. This was followed by DGMO-level talks on the same day and a reconnection on the hotline on 12 May 2025. Now, let us turn to the historical context. The 2003 LOC ceasefire was a significant development in the India-Pakistan context, and it is worth noting that confidence-building measures, or CBMs, between nuclear-armed states like India and Pakistan are especially critical to prevent inadvertent escalation. The DGMO mechanism, which involves a dedicated hotline for crisis management, has been a crucial component of this process. However, the current situation is significant because India's position is that the ceasefire is an operational military understanding, not a political treaty. This is constitutionally and strategically significant, as it preserves India's operational flexibility while maintaining de facto peace without requiring parliamentary or cabinet ratification of any agreement with Pakistan. But what does Pakistan's framing of the ceasefire as a time-limited agreement imply? Firstly, it implies that the ceasefire is a negotiated, time-limited political settlement requiring periodic renewal. Secondly, it implies that Pakistan has successfully managed the India crisis diplomatically. And thirdly, it implies that India is a partner to a ceasefire deal that would need to be explicitly continued. This framing serves Pakistan's domestic political narrative, presenting its leadership as having successfully de-escalated a crisis it had provoked. However, India rejects this framing, and it is worth understanding why. India's post-Sindoor doctrine holds that it can act militarily against terror, and a treaty ceasefire would constrain this. Moreover, an army operational understanding requires no parliamentary approval, whereas a political treaty might. India also does not recognize Pakistan's characterization of bilateral military posture as a jointly negotiated political agreement. And finally, accepting the renewal language would create a precedent for periodic Pakistani leverage. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Indian Army has clarified that the ceasefire will continue indefinitely, with no expiry date, and that no DGM or level talks are scheduled. India has rejected Pakistan Foreign Minister Ishqdar's claim of ceasefire extension until 18 May 2026. The Pahalgam attack occurred on 22 April 2025, in which 26 civilians were killed. Operation Sindoor took place on the night of May 6 to 7, 2025, targeting 9 terror sites. The DGMO mechanism involves a dedicated India-Pakistan hotline for crisis management. The 2003 LOC ceasefire was a significant development, and the current ceasefire timeline shows that the peace is holding but fragile, as reported by the Washington Post in May 2026. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The main keywords to focus on are DGMO, Operation Sindoor, Pahalgam attack, TRF, Lashkar-e-Taiba, ceasefire, IWT abeyance, CBMs, proactive deterrence, nuclear threshold, coercive diplomacy, Ishqdar, and India-Pakistan doctrine. A possible mains question could be, India's post-Operation Sindoor position, that the ceasefire is an operational military understanding and not a political treaty, has significant implications for India-Pakistan crisis management. Analyze. In an interview, you may be asked, how does India balance deterrence credibility with escalation control when dealing with a nuclear-armed Pakistan that sponsors terrorism? The implications of this development are far-reaching, and as we move forward, it is essential to keep a close eye on the India-Pakistan situation, given the complex geopolitical dynamics at play. The fact that India has institutionalized a proactive deterrence with calibrated coercive capability marks a fundamental departure from its previous policy of strategic restraint, and this has significant implications for regional stability and global security.